Well, I know for my part, and I'm sure many others feel this way too, I can just never get enough of this, of what is here. It seems like I never want to go from it. It's obviously true for many people, because we keep coming back.
You don't come back for us, I know that one thing is, you may, unbeknown to you, we are all here for him. Know that, I tell you. Know that. It is not that what draws you here, it is his love. What he had been doing, which he called universal work, and we nodded like cows, you know, like that. Yeah. We didn't know what he was saying by doing his universal work and all that. And he says, be careful, let there be no noise, see that nobody intrudes and all that. And he'd say, yes, be of help to me in my universal work. And what was his universal work? We didn't know anything about it. Still we don't know, but we presume to know now by seeing all this. Yeah. Because many hints have been given, you see, which I have been telling you all. The other day Mani was saying that the last days, I was so anxious about his health in 1969. In the month of October, he called a great meeting over here in this very hall, when from this country, the main group heads, there are many group heads and many centers here, but the main ones were invited by Baba here. It was on 13th of October, I still remember that date. And he sat there, and prior to that, of course, he had finalized the circular that was to be sent out to all over the world, because he was inviting his loved ones from all over the world, and he had chalked out everything in great detail. And I was the scribe who had taken down the points, had done this and typed it fair and did this and did that, and everything was ready, and he had called them to hear the circular that was to be passed around. But while preparing the circular, while I'm reading it, my concern was looking at his frail body. How is it possible for him to cope up with these things? Not for one day, 2 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but it is for 3 solid months, and that too of summer months in India. And it is from morning till night. Half of the day was given to the Westerners, and half of the day to the Easterners, and all that. While everything is being discussed and this and that, time and again, I said, but Baba, will it be possible for you to, should we send out the circular? Should we print it, distribute it? So once he became very firm and says, listen, and by the way, Mani was here to take down the diary and notes in shorthand. So she found that later stage, I think past 2 years she found that. We forget all these things. We take it for granted and it was there. But there, to her amazement, she comes and tells me, look, here is what Baba has been telling on that day. So it's your responsibility to make arrangements. My responsibility is to give the darshan. And our problem was, dilemma was, will he be able to give the darshan? So all the time there was that talk, you see, is it possible for you to withstand the strain and stress? And there he said, time and again he's saying that, your responsibility to see to the arrangement. My responsibility is to give darshan. That's all. And of course it was confirmed that this thing was to be printed and circulated. But still, in my heart of hearts it was, I knew that he is fading away. That much I can say. I am a rational human being. I have eyes to see, I have got ears to hear, and I am all the time with him. So I know it. Yeah. We can't just, what do you call it, connive at these things. It is true, it's there. And how will it be possible? So all the time he says that, well, now prepare for the darshan now. It's October, mind you, 13th October. The circular has been sent out. Dr. Canmore comes here in November. And you know Dr. Canmore, you heard of him, the blind doctor. So he would always be seated by his side and say, hey, Harry, this is how he would contact, because he can't see. And he was hard of hearing also. So he had to have that physical touch of Baba all the time. So that's the reason why he was made to sit by his side on a chair. He says, "Here, Hari." "Yes, yes, Pop." He would be calling Baba Pop. He said, "Look, I've invited the whole world of my lovers for 3 months. And they'll be there with me in Pune." "Yeah. But I don't want you to be there at that time." He was taken aback. "Why am I excluded?" he says. "You know, Hari, because I love you very much. And you know, the crowd will be so great, I'll be so preoccupied. And what will you do in that crowd? I won't be available to you as I am available to you now. So make the best of your visit here. But I do promise you one thing, that they will be coming for a week and returning." Each group was given a week only to come and be with him and then return. "But I promise you that I'll give you one full month here. So you come not during those months, but come afterwards in July." He's not going to take this easily. That's good of you, Baba. Thank you. But I also feel that a cable might come, you see, soon after you're finished with that program, saying, "Hari, I am not in good health, it's postponed, and I'll call you again when the time is right," and all that. So there he is now very firm. And I am the one to interpret, and I know, I can visualize his being so fair with Hari. He says, "Listen, Hari, I'm not just pulling your leg like that. Even if I were to send a cable not to come, my invitation stands that you have to come. Even if I were to send a cable not to come, don't wait for any invitation. Don't wait for any invitation. I am inviting you today." And Hari, of course, had nothing to say. And we are sitting over here, but we still feel, I had that dirty habit of calling myself we. It's a royal habit, I think. I must have been my last birthday emperor or something like that. So, whenever I say we, means know that it's I. So, I have been feeling like that, that it's not, something is very wacky about it all. And then, when there's nobody, only the mandali are here, I said, "But again, Baba would say, what is it that ails you? Why are you so worried about it?" I said, "I still don't understand. How will it be possible for you?" So he turns to Francis, and he said, "Francis would sit here by my side here." I said, "Francis, now listen, answer me one thing. Suppose if I am unable to give my darshan the way that you all have in mind, I'm sick, say. I'm feverish. And I'm just low in spirit and all that. I can't give you proper company. Will it disappoint the people who will be coming, my lovers who will be coming to Guru Prasad?" He says, "Why should they feel disappointed? On the contrary, they'll feel blessed to have just a glimpse of you, to be with you for a minute." So Baba turns to me and says, "Hear what he says. Hear. Or suppose if I am not in a position to sit even, and I am brought on a bed there, in the hall there for my darshan, will they feel disappointed, Francis?" "Of course not. On the contrary, it will be a great thing for them that even in this state you allow them to come and all that." You know, Francis being poetic, you say such things, which would upset me, of course. So Baba said, "Listen, hear, see what he says. Listen, Francis, suppose if I am unable to open my eyes and I am just lying like that, will they feel really disappointed then? Why should they? They will be seeing you," and so forth and so on. Listen, he's telling me. I said, "Yeah, I listen all this. What can I say?" "Well, whatever." We had that, you know, that intimacy to tell him, "All right, have your way." You follow? I'm giving you the picture, the atmosphere of that time.
You didn't got it?
Pardon?
Didn't you thought of something was going...
Yeah, I did feel that his body will not last long. Yeah, like this. And I didn't feel that he's going to pass away before the darshan, but that will be the culmination, I thought. Yeah. But he was really very weak. Very, very weak at that time. And I said, Baba, it would be so good. Oh, if you want to have the darshan, then have it the way that it should be done, you see. Why do you want to concentrate the whole thing like that? Why not allow them to come? Keep it open. Let it be every day. We'll fix 2 hours a day. It won't be a bother for you to see, because Baba would be so anxious and concerned about their comfort. Where will they sleep? Where will they house themselves? Have they brought the food? Where will they eat? And why should you bother about it, Baba? Let them do what they want to do. Let there be a darshan every day. 2 hours a day. So there won't be any concentration. It won't tell upon your body like that. So he would say, not now. This has to pass. After that, there will be darshan every day. After that, after this great event, there will be darshan every day. Okay, that was a comfortable thing, that, well, he will be opening the darshan. Little did we know that he's going to pass away. I was feeling that way, but I couldn't confirm it in my mind. I couldn't accept the fact. It was just a conjecture, my presumption, which was true, of course. Because every day it will be like that. Then one day he tells me, why do you feel worried about it all? Why give a thought to it all? You just see to all the arrangements. You all are there. So many hands are there. So many hearts are there. They'll work for the arrangements. My responsibility is to give the darshan. So finish. Forget about it all. And then he turns to me and says, remember, I will never let you all down. And that was a great comfort. That was a promise. That was the assurance. And I thought it was for that occasion. But it is lasting all the time. Every day it is like that. Yeah. It is lasting. So we got the encouragement and we did it. And he passed away. And then we never for a moment felt that he has let us down. On the contrary, those words were ringing in my ears that I will never let you all down. So when the body was there, taken there at Mehrabad and all that, placed inside the crypt, people had come from different parts of the world. They did come. And from this country, of course, there was a throng, multitude. So all that they said, well, will the darshan program still be held after now that Baba has dropped the body? I said, well, he has already invited you all, so well, it should be there. Because those words were still ringing, I shall never let you down. Then the greatest decision was to be made. People from the West who had come, Don Stevens were there, and Rick Chapman and Alan Cohen had come, so we have charted the flight. Do you think, Ares, that we should continue? Flights have been chartered by now. So it is good now we can, if we cancel the flight, naturally we can get back the money properly, but later on it will be too late. What should we inform the people there? I said, well, those who wish to honor the invitation of our Lord, beloved Baba, they should come, I said. You think that we should come? I said, it's left to you all. I don't say that you all should come. If you want to honor his invitation, you should come. If you don't want to, don't come. But I don't see any meaning behind canceling the flight or taking the whole thing in your hands and announcing like that. There are many hearts who would want to come in spite of it all. So eventually it did turn out that they did come, that he did give darshan, and so forth and so on. And the darshan daily is continuing. That's how it is, Prabhupada. Where is he now? What are you, whose darshan are you having? There's a personality, there's a figure that you come for him. Where is that figure? What is it? Why did they come when he was not present physically? Why did they come? Why did they go back? Not only this, it's a testimony. Those who had come in 1969, they came again and again. What brought them again? It is his universal work. He was hammering himself down, pulverizing himself, his physical body, in order to draw your hearts closer and closer to him. That's all. That's the work that he did. It's a monumental work that he draws through his love. In spite of his physical disability, he drew you all closer and closer to him, so that when you come not close to him, but the proximity is so strong that one day, very soon, you will become him. That's the work he was doing. That's all. Unbeknown to us, we don't know. But all this, of course, we can see the signs on the wall. Yeah. It's 12 o'clock. It's not to comfort you all. I tell you, but I tell you from my own experience, that's how I feel. It's not just to pamper you all or comfort you all, giving you just little comfort because you all come from long distance, but it is unbeknown to me as well as to you all. His words will never fail.